KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A long fight over who pays for law enforcement services on the Flathead Reservation may be coming to an end. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports a bill would provide temporary state funding so local officials can hash out a long-term plan.
For decades, Lake County has arrested and prosecuted tribal members on the Flathead Reservation under an agreement known as Public Law 280. But the county in recent years has said it can't afford the work and asked that the state chip in. Lawmakers did give the county funding last legislative session, but Governor Gene Forte vetoed the bill, saying the state isn't financially responsible. This session, discussions between the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, Gene Forte's office, and county officials resulted in new legislation that would give the county $6 million over the next 2 years. Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker says the bill requires the tribes and the county to create a plan for law enforcement that doesn't involve state resources.
We think we can come up with an MOU that's going to work, and it'll help us transition into the next phase of Public Law 280.
The bill has passed both chambers and is nearing Gian Forte's desk. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
I did what I had to do.
A season 3 of AMC's detective series Dark Winds winds down this coming Sunday. Executive producer and director Chris Eyre reflects on the evolution of Native Americans in popular culture. Eyre's breakthrough film was 1998's Smoke Signals, a feature-length movie that showed the complexity and humor of Native people after decades of stereotypes. I asked Eyre if he ever saw the success of Native-produced and written series like Dark Winds and others on the horizon 27 years ago.
Well, before, I think, Reservation Dogs and Rutherford Falls, I was getting somewhat concerned that Smoke Signals was just going to be a blip on the radar of yesteryear. But I think Smoke Signals is part of the continuum of progress with Native people in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Eyre has directed several episodes of Dark Winds, including the season 3 premiere that had a surprise cameo with Robert Redford and George R.R. Martin, who are also executive producers. Eyre says he loves all the characters in this intriguing and often mystical storyline, including the dynamic between Joe and Emily Porn. He says compelling and humanizing treatment of Native people in film and television is a sign that this kind of smart storytelling has arrived.
And I don't think it's going to stop. I think now we've gotten to a place that the door is not going to close again. I think there's too many people, Native and non-Native, but Native people that are leading the charge as writers and directors and performers and musicians and artists and executives that have pushed this door open, and I don't think the door is gonna ever close again.
Season 3 of Dark Winds is wrapping up with the 8th and final episode, but even before the first episode dropped, news came out that Season 4 was greenlit. Eyre says he's blessed to be part of this series.
I just want to say, tune in for Season 4. I'm as excited as anybody to know what happens, and I'm an insider, so we're all working really hard right now to make Season 4 great like Season 3, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Dark Winds airs Sunday nights on AMC. It's based on Tony Hillerman's novels and stars Zahn McClarnon, Kiowa Gordon, and Jessica Matson. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Expo New Mexico, featuring song and dance, traders market, horse parade, stage 49, and more. Tickets at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Enbridge strives to be a good steward of the environment, a safe operator of essential energy infrastructure, and a good neighbor. More on Enbridge's Indigenous Reconciliation Action Plan at Enbridge.com. Enbridge proudly supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home.
Family, everyone can see it's time to be free. the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crying. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I need somebody now. I need somebody now. Someone to help me out. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
And chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit deadlier. happy boys' faces of general run of the town playing with prodigal sons. Takes a lot of sentimental valiums. Can't expect the world to be your raggedy Andy while running on empty. You little old doll with a frown, you gotta keep in the facing forward. I suggest a reading of a lesson in tightrope or surfing your high hopes for adios Kansas City.
No one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.
Just in your wildest babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Say you'll remember me. Staying in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just.
Tell you what it's all about. But you don't listen, you don't care. No one tells you what to do around here. Well, got your girl and it's all good. You're so tired of being misunderstood. You'd like to get him off your back. You just want him to cut you.
Health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Pueblo Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
say, I don't need no molly to be savage. When I'm on that molly, I feel savage. She the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her. I'm the definition of a bandit. I don't need no molly to be savage. Hey, but when I'm on the molly, I feel savage. Hey, my girl the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her heart. I'm the definition of a bandit. Put the perks down and picked up the jiggers, jiggers, jiggers. Tommy in a Tommy Hill figure, figure, figure. Tommy hit a nigga, Tommy Hill figure, figure, figure. I'm nice when I'm high off the pills, I'm a fuck with her. I don't smoke skunk, but tonight I'm getting stuck with it. Hold a codeine up and put some molly in the cup with it. I know she a freak, uh-huh, she gon' fuck with it. She my Velcro, uh-huh, guess I'm stuck with her. Diving it like a sailor, I love the nail her. Addicted to her paraphernalia, I had to tell her. I see it like a fortune teller. Yo ex nigga did good, I could do better. Bad bitch from the woods, I think she a hunter. She a killer and a eater, she a Jeffrey Dahmer. I can tell when she in the feelings, I can read her like a book. Don't take no Beretta effing on me, am I understood? Yeah, yeah. I don't need no molly to be savage. When I'm on that molly, I feel savage. She the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her. I'm the definition of a bandit. I don't need no molly to be savage. Hey, but when I'm on the molly, I feel savage. Hey, my girl the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her heart. I'm the definition of a bandit.
My brother point her out and she a bad bitch on her. Must I heard that I'm a savage once I get a on her. I see she got swag, I got cash, so I want her. See this 4-5 in my pants, put on your put your own, bro. Shorty, she a rider with the glizzy on her. And shorty, I'm a daughter with no semi on me. If we got a problem, we get rid of homie. Put 20,000 in your pocket, we gon' get the money. I'm the definition of a bandit. Took your heart from out his hands and still ain't saying shit. Some new killers in my circle you done ran with. Like this 30-38, this the damage. Poppin' Willis, 4K trade car when you land with it. I let you drive and slide my bros where they been land with it. I wrote this, I open up a can with it. Like the stove, I make it jump without my hand in it.
I don't need no molly to be savage. When I'm on that molly, I feel savage. She the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her. I'm the definition of a bandit. I don't need no molly to be savage. Hey, but when I'm on the molly, I feel savage. Hey, my girl the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her heart. I'm the definition of a bandit.
Please don't let me make the
the same mistake again. Please don't let me make the same mistake again. Don't let me make the same mistake again.
Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more.
KSDP, the sweetest sound in the Aleutian Islands.
You can stop me up in my sight.
that, get them bottles poppin'. We get that drippin', that drop out. Now get me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop. I'ma make it fit. Girl, I keep it gangsta. Popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live. Every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly. Trains I miss.
rise to this place I found. The love I know, the earth and the sky that I call home. And here's to the things I believe, bigger than me, and the moments I find myself right where I'm supposed to be. It's a big old world, but I found my way, and the hell and the hurt led me straight to this. Yeah. It's a big old world, but I found my way, and the hell and the hurt led me straight to this. And here's to the train.